something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Five Lessons on Prayer.
Hallelujah.
When you want to build faith in healing, you study what the Word of God says about healing. It will build your faith strong. If you want to have faith in your prayer, you look at what the Word says about prayer, and it will build your faith strong. If you want to walk in the Spirit, you want to learn more about walking in the Spirit, you find out what the Word of God says about walking in the Spirit, or build your faith strong. So I just want to touch on these vital elements that should guide your prayer today. And they will also help you distinguish between praying like you're in the old covenant and praying like you're in the new covenant. They are not the same. They are not the same. For example, point number one. In the New Testament, we pray in the name of Jesus. That is very important. So let's read St. John's Gospel, chapter 16, from verse number 23. I want you to observe what it says. It says, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. You're not going to pray to me. Jesus says you don't pray to him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. Now, I want you to notice what it says. You don't pray to me, Jesus says. But whatever you ask the Father. So in the New Testament, he says, in that day, you see, in that day. And you know, this discussion began from chapter 13. This particular section of the discussion began from chapter 13. So you understand what day is referring to. So, and this falls into the day of the church. It's the new system, the new way. It's the day in which he comes back to us in the power of the Holy Spirit and we live in him. So in that day, you shall not pray to me. So we don't pray to Jesus. In fact, legally, it makes no sense to pray to Jesus in the name of Jesus. I cannot come to you in your name, you see. I can make a demand of you in your name. You see that? So he says, you shall not pray to me. You pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. That's very important. That's number one. They didn't have that in the Old Testament. All right? They didn't have that in the Old Testament. So you pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. Now, what does that imply? When you pray in the name of Jesus, it's as though Jesus is asking for it. And when you pray like that, it's out of your hands. I want you to understand the teachings of faith, the teachings that Jesus gave about faith. Most of that teaching is not New Testament teaching. He was teaching Israel in the Old Covenant. He was teaching Israel in the Old Covenant. For example, he said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall not do it says, you shall do more than what was done to the fig tree. You say, move from here to there, you can move mountains, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. So the question will be, do we have faith? Once he said to the disciples, how come you have no faith? Another time, he says, oh, ye of little faith. Then he talked about others who had great faith. Now, why this is important is, every one of us that's born again, we have faith. You see, we're different from the Old Testament where some people didn't have faith. In Christ Jesus, every one of us has faith. There's none of us without faith in the New Testament. I'll show it to you. I'll show it to you in the Bible. Go straight to Romans chapter 12 and verse number 3. Look at it. It says, for I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, that is among us in the church, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. There's a definite measure of faith that is dealt to everyone in Christ Jesus. Then you grow that faith. You put that faith to work. You increase that faith. But none of us has zero faith. Every one of us has faith. Because that faith came to us in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when you heard the word of God, the word of the gospel, it brought faith to you and imparted faith to your spirit. So he says, as God has dealt to every man that is among you, that's in the church, every man the measure of faith. So where you have people who don't have faith is outside Christ. Outside Christ. You see, every one of us in Christ has faith. All right, so that's why in all the epistles, you don't find us being asked to have faith. You see, in fact, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, it says, we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith. That's how we live. That's our walk. That's our life. We walk by faith, not by sight. Not by sensory perception. So, this is very, very important, the name of Jesus. When you use the name of Jesus, you don't have to bother about, do I have enough faith? Do I have the faith? You got it. You got it. When you use the name of Jesus, don't worry about your faith. The name operates. The name is a tool. The name is an instrument. So you use that name, demons don't have to check whether or not you got faith. You use the name of Jesus, they'll have to bow. They'll have to bow. The name of Jesus. The Bible says, at that name, every knee, God declared. He gave a sovereign declaration that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. It doesn't say if the user has faith. It doesn't say so. Because the user has faith. Every one of us in Christ has faith. That's why the subject of faith is not even there. So when James talks about faith and works, you have to understand what he's telling you. He doesn't say you don't have faith. He's saying put your works along with your faith because he knows you got faith. See, he knows you got faith. So he says, I want you to put your action with your faith that you already have. He's not telling you to try to get faith. No, he says, put your action. He's only calling for action.
The power of God, like a flash.
The power of the Holy Ghost.
Through every nation.
Thank you, Lord. It's for every nation.
Every setting.
You are here.
And in that moment,
wherever you are right now,
anyone
receive your
sudden can be healed.
While you were ministering, all four of them came back to life.
Keep God praise.
It's another beautiful edition of the Healing Streams Life Healing Services with the man of God, Pastor Chris. A global outpouring of God's healing power for the miraculous to heal the sick and transform lives in every nation. The Bible declares in Jeremiah 30, verse 17, For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Through the Healing Streams Life Healing Services, countless lives from every nation are witnessing the fulfillment of this promise. The blind sees. The lame walks. Cancers disappear. Long-standing conditions are healed instantly, all by the power in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus sent me to take healing to the nations. That's why I'm doing it. That's why I say to you, I bring you healing. I was sent to bring it to you. And I bring it to you. Doesn't matter where you are, you can be healed. Doesn't matter what the pain is, what the infirmity is. What matters is Jesus loves you and he wants you well.
Just as in the days of Jesus, Hebrews 13 verse 8 reminds us, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His healing power is still at work today, and it's available to heal you right where you are. Broadcasting live on major terrestrial radio stations and networks worldwide. Date, Friday 18th to Sunday, July 20th, 2025. Time, 2 p.m., GMT plus 1, daily. Join life at www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. Download the mobile app from the Love World App Store, Google Play Store, or Apple App Store. You can also sponsor the broadcast on radio stations and networks around the world. For sponsorship or participation, please email info@loveworldradiantworks.org or call +234-803-186-5601. God bless you.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Basseterre, located at St. Kitts Credit Union Building, corner Cayen and Church Street, opposite St. George Anglican Church, Basseterre. Worship with us on Sundays by 10 a.m., Wednesdays by 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call +186-976-577-28 or email us at info@loveworldradiantworks.org.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 Love World Radio stations like Love World Radio Iran, Love World Radio Ukraine, Love World Radio South Africa, Love World Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities, and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Love World App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
This is the continuation of the message, Five Lessons on Prayer.
Hallelujah. The second thing, which is very, very important about prayer in the New Testament, is what I've called here the work and effect of righteousness. The work and effect of righteousness. Why is this important? Once you understand this, oh boy, it'll change your life forever. Now, you know, when I say the work and effect of righteousness, you might be immediately thinking, okay, so how do I get my life right? How do I do this? I've got to show it to you in the Word. What does the Word say? What does the Word say? So I'm going to read to you from Hebrews chapter 10, beginning from verse number 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. Now, he's quoting Jeremiah the prophet. Now, Jeremiah the prophet from Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse number 33. So let's read. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. He says there's going to be a new covenant. All right? All right. So let's go back to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. Look at the next verse. We're just going to keep reading till I tell you stuff. In their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Now, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. I want you to notice the reasoning of the Apostle Paul here. It's quite remarkable how he comes in here. So here is still quoting Jeremiah. Here's the quote in Jeremiah. So it says, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Okay? So watch. Look at the next verse. Now, where remission of these is, there's no more offering for sin. You get it? Because it says, if God says the sins and their iniquities, I will not remember anymore. So the offering for sin is no longer necessary, because the offering was because God remembered their sins and their iniquities. So if God doesn't remember their sins and their iniquities because of the remission, then the offering for sin is gone. Now that is so important. I don't want you to miss it. You're going to know why as we get along. It says, now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Okay, look at the next thing. Having therefore, brethren, boldness. This is so powerful. Look at it. It says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. This is the most holy place where the high priest used to enter. So he says, brethren, we now have the boldness to enter the holiest, that's the most holy place, by the blood of Jesus. That used to be what the high priest had to carry. He had to take blood into that place. Now that's abrogated. And he says, by the blood of Jesus, look at this. We have boldness to enter. We have boldness. Now only the high priest could go in the Old Testament. Now, all the priests stayed in the other section. They couldn't go into the holiest. Now, all of us go into the holiest. That's the presence of God. All of us. All right, but watch this. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Look at the next thing. By a new and living way, which he had consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Oh, boy. Look at the next thing. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Now, this verse contains some very powerful truths in connection with the point I'm making to you. Three very powerful truths that I want to show you. Number one, it says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. That's number one. A true heart in full assurance of faith. What's he talking about? I'll show it to you. Number two, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Number three, and our bodies washed with pure water. What is the meaning of this? Now, here's the point. Look at it again. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith. You would think that means that I'm going to have to squeeze out some faith and try to, you know, come in and try to do some faith. No, he's telling you the same thing he just said. We now have boldness to enter. All right? Boldness to enter with the blood of Jesus. So he says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. So that's not something I can do by myself. Look at number two. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. I can't sprinkle my heart with an evil from an evil conscience. I'll show that to you. And our bodies washed with pure water. Our bodies. I want you to notice, not talking about your spirit. Our bodies washed with pure water. Okay, so let's start analyzing these three and why they're important. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. How can I have full assurance of faith? What's he talking about? He's telling you exactly what you have in Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 17. Because look at it. And the work of righteousness shall be peace. The work of righteousness shall be peace. You remember what he's talking about here? Being therefore declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's Romans 5:1. That's exactly what Paul's talking about. And that is what Isaiah is prophesying about here. The work of righteousness shall be peace. When that righteousness, when you are declared righteous, when you are acquitted, and that acquittal is written there, Romans chapter 5, verse 1. The work of righteousness shall be peace. And then he says, the effect of righteousness shall be faith. That's called quietness and assurance. Because faith is the assurance, the title deed. You see it in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. That's the definition of faith. So the work of righteousness, peace with God. The effect of righteousness is faith. You see it? This is something that God's work does for you. The righteousness of God produces peace and produces faith. Once you understand the gift of righteousness, you walk in faith. It gives you faith, which is the reason you're able to stand in the presence of God without guilt, without condemnation. You see? You're no longer feeling like, without fear. No fear, no guilt, no condemnation. That's what righteousness does for you.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because We are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 leveled radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Leveled App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Basseterre, located at St. Kitts Credit Union Building, corner Cayenne and Church Street, opposite St. George Anglican Church Basseterre. Worship with us on Sundays by 10 a.m., Wednesdays by 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call +186-976-577-28 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.